This is Gabe Keller. At KB Pharmacy, we are Rocket proud. We make getting your prescription easy with our mobile app and convenient drive-through pharmacy. KB Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Rocket football.
Rocket sports fans, we are back with Gage Courtney here for our Monday podcast to discuss the weekend football game. Coach went down to Mayfield, and honestly, the guys didn't play a very bad game at all, but the score sure was not indicative. Mayfield's a very strong team, and they dispatch us 46-6.
I thought we came out and played mentality-wise pretty good. Just execution things. And there were some things that we executed well and some things that we didn't. Some ways I got to do a better job getting us in spots. So just some things to clean up when you play a really good team like that. Hopefully it makes us a lot better. I felt like after playing OCAS, we got a lot better the next week and it really grown from that game. And I take this as kind of the same opportunity. They exposed us in certain ways and things that we do and things that we got to get better at. So it's a good opportunity, hopefully, to learn from it and grow. Mm-hmm.
Well, you got Tyree McLean back a week earlier, and he comes in all of a sudden his second game back. He's Defensive Player of the Week. Nice turnout for him.
Yeah, there for a while, he was just making every tackle, and he's still only playing about half the reps on defense. And I don't think he led us in tackles, but maybe was one behind or something like that. But really good production by him, and not just the production, but just doing your job and just taking care of your responsibility. So he stood out. There were some other guys. Caden Howard played well defensively. I thought Bennett McDaniel played well most of the night defensively, and Lane West played really well defensively. So there were some guys that did had solid nights, I felt like, defensively.
Sure, and you're right on target there. Tyree had six solos, and Caden had seven. And five tackles for Bennett McDaniel. Gabe Keller had five tackles. That's a tall order, bringing down Starks. When he gets going, you don't get an arm on him and bring him down. It takes a tackle.
Yeah, I was really impressed how those guys are, the ones we mentioned tackling. Tyree had a couple really nice tackles in space on him and on some other of their athletes. I thought he did a really good job tackling and some other guys as well. But he stood out the most as far as just consistently doing his job and making the plays when they went his way.
Yeah. So Lane West, your lineman of the week, he had a nice game down there.
Yeah, both offensively and defensively. I thought he won his battle most of the time defensively, which he was playing nose guard this week. And it didn't always show up necessarily in the stats defensively, but did a really good job taking care of business there. And offensively, the same thing, that he was able to win his one-on-one battle quite a bit. And just had a really nice night, I thought, overall.
Yeah. Tyler Belt blocks two extra points. He's a special teams player of the game.
Yeah, he got an extra point blocked, and I don't think they had any all year it missed. So we talked about it on session today, and that was kind of one thing that we were trying to do. And then also his kickoff returns, he had a couple really nice returns, one really deep, made a couple guys miss, and got a deep kick from probably back to the five on there, maybe 40 or something right there, 45. So just did a really good job, I thought, of special teams. And he helps us on all special teams, I believe, pretty much, except maybe punt. But he's pretty much always out there on special teams and does a good job out there.
Yeah. Michael Newcomb, your offense player of the game, 11 for 21, no interceptions, but just 55 yards. I mean, things were open underneath, and just they were all over as soon as we catch the ball.
Yeah, they did a great job in coverage. Now, he rushed, I don't know for what.
He had 43 yards rushing.
Yeah, which doesn't sound like a lot, but, I mean, honestly, we just didn't have a huge night offensively or defensively, not just offensively, but just overall as far as numbers-wise. But we thought he did a good job executing and getting us where we were supposed to do and taking care of the football and taking the opportunities when they were there. So we still thought that he played well.
Yeah. Yeah, and he had one, I believe it was our first down, a nice run on it.
He had a big run called back as well, too, and a touchdown pass called back. So a couple of big plays called back. So
Yeah, you know, the block punt and the holding call on the touchdown that was called back, you know, some of the mistakes that the average observer sees. And other than that, you know, just watching a game, I didn't think our guys played bad at all.
No, I mean, we played clean. It just, like I said, it's just small mistakes. Like, I'm breaking down the film and I got all these mistakes because they take advantage of them. But it's mistakes that you traditionally just get away with. Yeah. If they just expose them and show you, you can't have one guy mess up on any play, especially from a defensive perspective and offensively as well, especially if they're in the box player, you know, responsible for blocking somebody. If you don't block that guy, he's going to make the play. And then if you don't get off that block or fit a run right, it's going to be a big run. So, you know, you just get by with some of the things versus other teams that you can't get by with versus them. So, but like I said, it's just a great opportunity to get better and learn from it, coaches and players.
So this week we have Caldwell County will be here. Big game. 1985 football team is going to be getting together here as well before the game. So a lot going on, and this is a big game. We win it. We can nail down home field advantage. But there's still a chance we win that game. We still have an outside shot of being tied for the district if Murray were to upset Mayfield.
Yeah, that's true. We just got to, you know, like I said, get better from this one this week and make sure that we're ready to go and handle what we need to handle on Friday.
Well, to be in contention the next to last week of season, our first year back in 2A, bodes well for the Rockets.
Yeah, we just got to finish strong. Make sure that we're getting better each day. And like I say, see where we're at in the end. But yep. Overall, I mean, where we're at right now is not a terrible place, and hopefully we can grow a lot from this one.
Yeah. All right, Coach Corney. Thanks a lot. We'll see you for the coach show later in the week. We'll break down Caldwell County.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, buddy.